And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just making the world better every time I speak. I lost my train of thought.
That's another way of saying changing the world one
changing
sound by
the world
time.
One sound by the time. Thank you so much. All right, listen, every once in a while I got too much stimuli in here. I happened to look over, I was reading the text messages, the TV was on in front of me, and then I was trying to say something all at the same time. Holy smokes. I can do a lot at one time, but sometimes there's a limit. Let me do this. I'm going to get text messages here in a minute, but I gotta start touching base on Dipper number three because it's something else, man. Doge. Oh, we have a sound effect for Doge. All right. Well, tell you what. Doge.
Who let the Doge sound? Who let the Doge sound?
You may be really hitting your prime with the sound effects lately.
Entering my prime. I'm in my prime.
Did you just go all Tombstone on me again?
I told you. I just rewatched it.
Doge has really got it going on right now. And there have been quite a few things happening. Number one, some of these activist judge things we talked about. An appellate court just cleared away another federal district court judge ruling because you may recall that Doge has been trying to gain access to the Office of Personnel and Management, OPM, in order to assess, you know, staffing and see whether there's any, you know, anything that needs to be culled or you know, downsized or streamlined. And they were blocked from doing so by a federal district court judge because there had been a lawsuit, people claiming their personal data was being accessed. Well, okay. Anyway, three-judge panel blocked the lower court decision that had halted the Doge access. And so OPM, Treasury, and Education Department employees can now be fully assessed and accessed by Doge. Well, so what's my point in this? I'm less about right now the fact that Doge is looking at those particular departments, more about the fact that once again, the Trump administration is working hard to do things and do it in the right way, and the appellate courts are agreeing. I don't know if we're going to win everything, but daggone, we're winning a lot. I mean, right now they are near batting 1,000 when it comes to the appeals processes, and that's nothing but good. So good for Doge, glad of it. By the way, here's a piece from the Daily Wire. Dateline, yesterday. Doge officials announced more than 1 million migrants are on Medicaid and thousands are on the voter rolls. They can see it now. They're getting access to this stuff. So an official with Doge said that millions of migrants are currently receiving taxpayer-funded Medicaid benefits while thousands are on voter rolls across the country and are illegally voting in American elections. I have no doubt. I have no doubt whatsoever this is happening. No doubt. So the bottom line is in some states, they opened up the door to Medicaid access. Remember, Medicaid is applied at the state level. It's got a federal match to it, but it's administered at the state level, using state funds also. And so some states are giving out benefits, and then also there are fake Social Security cards out there. Over 1 million migrants have now been given access to Medicaid benefits, says this one official. We mapped this through the benefit program. We found that every benefits program being accessed by these people, 1.3 million are on Medicaid right now. That's taxpayer-funded health care for illegal immigrants who did nothing to contribute to the system. And then he says, we went on to explain that thousands of those migrants have also been found on voter rolls as well. And let me tell you, one of the things that our Secretary of State in Alabama discovered was that under the Biden administration, those who signed up for Medicaid were being given voter registration forms and no questions asked. Didn't care whether you were here legally or even asked the question. They were just being given the voter registration. Well, all that did was incentivize people to fill out the form, some of which shouldn't have been getting Medicaid, and therefore, AKA, shouldn't have been getting voter registration. Doge is finding stuff out. When I get back from this break, I'll tell you about the money they've been finding. Holy smokes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Whew. Goes from Huntsville all the way back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa all the way back over to Gadsden. I mean to say all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn. And oh, yes, indeed, stretching across the border to what has now been renamed Fort Benning. And then there's big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, a ton of y'all are texting in, 833-687-4448. I'm going to get to those in just a minute. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it or call it, same number for both. Got to finish up Doge, though. Here's a few things for you. You might want to know. How about this one? Fox News, Dateline yesterday. Doge cuts $51 million from U.S. African Development Foundation. But, Phil, they need it in Africa. Do they? Do they really? And it was things like, you know, $229,000 to market 100% organic shea butter in Burkina Faso. What is shea butter? Does anybody know what shea butter is? What is that?
All I know is it's a butter. Couldn't tell you anything more than that.
I can't believe it's not butter. It's spelled S-H-E-A, shea butter. What is that? Is that goat butter?
It's a fat extracted from the nut of the African shea tree.
God's name. So $229,000 to market 100% organic shea butter, $246,217 spent on mango drying facilities in the Ivory Coast, $239,738 spent on marketing pineapple juice in Benin. This goes on and on and on. Also $10 million for gender equity in the Mexican workplace. This is not just Africa. Now we're branching out. Gender equity in Mexico, dude.
$10 million. That honestly, with the other stuff, nothing surprises me anymore with what we've been spending money on.
How about $12.2 million for worker empowerment in South America? What does that mean?
Worker
unionization. Is that what that is?
Unionization.
We're gonna help you unionize, fellas. Come on down. Mi casa su casa. Okay, $6.25 million for improving respect for workers' rights in agricultural supply chains in Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. What? Is that even mean? Who writes this crap? I mean, somebody with their liberal arts underwater basket weaving degree went to work and said, I know what I can do. I can help you write crazy titles for grants. How about one we call Improving Respect for Workers' Rights in Agricultural Supply Chains?
What's that? That is the ultimate niche.
That's called treating farmhands right. That's all that is. Treat your farmhands nicely. As of Monday, Doge claims it has now saved Americans $140 billion. That's the equivalent of $870 per taxpayer citizen. But wait, there's more. Did I mention there's more?
There's got to be more.
There's always more. How about this one straight off the Doge website? Contract update. Today, agencies terminated 60. This is Dateline 2 days ago, actually. Terminated 63 wasteful contracts with a ceiling value of $124 million. Things like, oh, I don't know, how about the marketing consultant contract for Google AdWords management at HHS for $1.9 million? How about the consulting contract for global advisory and support services for the Republic of Palau in the Micronesia region for the State Department? But wait, there's more.
Pray tell.
Pray tell, he says to me. I'm about to get into your SEC, by the way.
Oh, really?
Hang tight. Doge, according to its post last Thursday, has canceled $25 million in DEI grants for different things. Like, for instance, $265,000 for Queens College in New York to study why... this can't be real. To study why BIPOC teens read Japanese comic books. BIPOC teens read Japanese comic books.
Wait, a BIPOC?
Black indigenous people of color.
Yes.
So what you want to know is why black kids are reading anime. That's what you want to know.
Yep.
That's all that is.
Yep.
And it takes $265,000 grants. How about this one? $250,000 for an LGBTQ historical marker or markers across Ohio. That's what we need. Mommy, what's that historical marker? Well, that one's not. That's where the gay man stood. Okay. What's that one over there? Well, that was where the first drag queen story hour took place. Okay. That's what we're talking about. How about this one? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
$400,000 to the University of Tennessee. Just outside our listening area in Knoxville. The University of Tennessee, SEC, $400,000 to study LGBTQ plus library users' metadata. What does that even mean?
Metadata. I don't know.
LGBTQ library users' metadata. This is about as niche as you can get.
Yep.
And then let's get a couple more just for grin, just to make you mad. $6.7 million for the California State Library to enhance equitable library programs. That's pretty broad. What does that mean? Oh, I think that means a grant to, I don't know, the Gavin Newsom Children's Education Fund. And then lastly, perhaps one of my favorites, $1.5 million to the Connecticut State Library System to integrate social justice, diversity, equity, and inclusion into their daily work in the library system. Your Doge is at work, folks. Your Doge is hard at work. Your Doge is at work. And praise God. I mean, the things that we have been slinging money at, talk about first world problems. Whether BIPOC teens read Japanese comic books, $265,000. Who came up with that?
And who cares?
Okay, there's that too. There is that. But I look at it and think, somewhere, someone said, I've got a graduate studies program I'd like to do. What do you want to do? Well, you know, I've been thinking, I saw these black kids reading anime, and I need to know what the social implications are. Wow. We can get a grant for that. Okay.
Cash or check.
I'll write it up for you. Yeah, really. All right, listen, we're going to start getting text messages and getting caught up here. You guys are an amazing audience. We love this. I got to scroll way down. My goodness. By the way, you lost a lot of points, dude. Did you see that? John from Huntsville.
I saw he didn't like talking about the adios girl.
Well, now, he says, I'm deducting points from JP's score for being too harsh on the adios girl because I've seen that video and the girl was speaking her native language of Spanish and the judge is being a real jerk to that cute girl, he says.
She flicked him off.
Well, hang on a second. John, are you being a misogynist?
Yeah.
You just went, you were defending her until all of a sudden you said, that cute girl.
Mm-hmm.
It just took a whole different turn, John.
I bet if it was a Spanish dude saying adios, he wouldn't have felt that way.
Yeah, adios, hombre.
And then flicked him off.
Yeah, it's not going to work. Lee from Huntsville checked in. She said, Democrats have made forum shopping an art form. Talk about picking out your judge. Yes. Yes, they have. Good to hear from you, Lee. Jeffro from Indiana says, it's because Colorado's high that they really got lax pot laws there. Well, they do. I was in Springs, this has been, 10 years ago, walking around. I mean, it's like, they actually have, like we have food trucks here, they have pot trucks. Pot trucks. Driving around with big old cannabis symbols on the side. Just pot trucks. Unbelievable. Matt from Madison checking in says, I feel like today should be labeled Jackassery Day. You're laying out. Do you have a Jackassery sound effect over there? Matt from Madison is calling this Jackassery Day. There's a lot of it. There's a lot of it going around. Ryan from Huntsville says, dead naming. What a perversion of being born again. Okay. You know what? I'm a new creature in Christ, but I didn't change my name. You know why? Because God affirmed me as I was. How about that? You got a call on the line? Yay, no? Okay. Mike from Coxie, Alabama says, the only way to help Colorado is to import them some right side radio. You know what? I'm for that. I think we should do that. I think we need to find a way to get right side radio on in Colorado, bring them what we like to call our daily dose of freedom. Do you think they can handle it?
I think some could handle it, but if we're going to get into the areas where they're doing the liberal stuff, the targeted audience they're going after, I think their heads would implode.
I'm pretty sure the pot food trucks, and by the way, there's a way to cover it. They can get their weed and their munchies taken care of all in one place. Clint from Tony, Alabama says, Phil, great show as per usual. Thank you, sir. Is treason still a thing? If so, why are some of these obviously treasonous people not being dealt with as treasonous? Well, I guess I need to know which one you're talking about, Clint. But if it's treason, I say go after it. Go after it hard. Paul from Athens says the child grab happened in Deer Park, New York. What are we talking about?
He sent a picture or something regarding with immunizations of children in New York.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was messed up. Colin from Decatur said, I would bet that places that pass laws like that dead naming law from Colorado that cause the state to take your kid probably have a very high number of sex offenders. You know? Wow. Colin, that's potentially so. Dustin from Hazel Green says, Phil, Ben Cohen from Ben & Jerry's, Ben Cohen was recently on Patrick Bet David's podcast, believe it or not. It was really good conversation, man. I know you're a busy man, but here's the link if you find time. Thank you very much. And I like Patrick Bet David. I need to check that out. David from Cortland again says, woke world is morally asleep. Again, David Thompson from Cortland, Alabama. Thank you, David. And then David from Bucky's checks in. He says, Phil, it's a good thing those that want to vote with proper ID don't fly, adding flying to the long list of activities that requires valid IDs. You know what? But they can tell their parents they don't want to be dead named. So there's that. Thomas from Athens says, the undocumented queer unafraid person, does she and other woke crazies make money as clickbait on social media from other woke crazies? Follow the money or the ideology, just evil. I get a couple more and we're going to the break. Danny from Decatur says, I just saw a story on the internet. Oh, that's a great way to start a text. It has to be true. It was on the internet. Anyways, I saw a story on the internet that Des Moines, Iowa Transit has parked their 7 electric buses. I believe it. They started the program in 2020 to test the electric buses they bought for $865,000 each with a 75% federal grant. And the buses were only available 60% of the time. Diesel-powered buses available 90% of the time. So the California company that built the buses filed for bankruptcy. Yeah, I've had that story on the air, as a matter of fact. That's a real story, Danny. And the company name, I'll think of it here in a minute. We actually had a story about them multiple times in my Green New Steel segment. All right, listen, one more text. Shag Nasty the Atheist checked in. Shag Nasty says, y'all want to find some sex offenders? Check the youth pastors and the priests. Wow, Shag Nasty. I would dare say no. There's going to be some everywhere, but I'm pretty sure they tend to haunt the left side of the spectrum a little more. All right, we're taking a break. We're taking a break right now, right very now. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.